Professor K. Swaminathan recollects, "Till 1950, I used to visit the ashram a couple of times every year. The frequency of my visits, however, increased between 1948 and 1950. I attended the Kumbhabhishekam of the Matribhudeshwara temple. It was an elaborate, solemn affair. After the Kumbhabhishekam was performed, in the evening, aarti was offered to the deity in the temple and was brought to Sri Bhagavan by Chinnaswamy, Vishwanatha Swami and President Venkataraman. I was sitting very close to Sri Bhagavan in the meditation hall attached to the temple. It was a moving sight when Sri Bhagavan extended his hands and touched the aarti with great reverence, closing his eyes. Soon after each operation was performed on Sri Bhagavan's cancer, I used to visit him. Sometimes I used to cry uncontrollably, looking at Sri Bhagavan from a distance. As far as Sri Bhagavan was concerned, he was ever the same serene, blissful self. He behaved as if the cancer belonged to somebody else. The last time I saw Sri Bhagavan was on 7th April 1950, exactly 1 week before his Nirvana. When I heard the news of Sri Bhagavan's Nirvana at Kodaikanal on 14th April 1950, I did not break down, nor did I feel depressed. I felt a peace that was totally unexpected. Vishwanatha Swami, whom I met a month later, also said that he had enjoyed an indescribable peace at the time of Sri Bhagavan's Nirvana. Close encounters with Sri Bhagavan. Sometime in 1949, when Sri Bhagavan was still in the meditation hall, I sat at the entrance looking at Sri Bhagavan from outside. His shoulder was bandaged because of cancer. I thought to myself, I have been coming to the ashram so often, but I have had no experience of real meditation. Sri Bhagavan has not granted me this experience. Thinking along these lines, I kept looking at Sri Bhagavan for a considerable time and then closed my eyes. I do not know how long I was in that state. When I opened my eyes, I found that the meditation hall was empty. Sri Bhagavan was not there on the stone couch in the meditation hall. Sri Bhagavan and the devotees must have gone past me as I was sitting at the entrance. When I realized that I had been sitting when Sri Bhagavan went past me, I was horrified. I felt how disrespectful I had been. But suddenly I realized that Sri Bhagavan, out of his unbounded grace, had granted me an experience whereby I was completely oblivious to my surroundings. Even today, I am unhappy that I did not get up when Sri Bhagavan and his devotees went past me. Sri Bhagavan gives us rare experiences when we least expect them.